Question number three. Where did eggnog originate from? Was it A, Germany, B, United States, C, Finland, or D, Britain?
Nog is definitely a British word, dude. I'm going Britain. No one says nog. Listen to it. Hey, nog. That's definitely fucking British. I don't know if my logic is right, but it seems like it.
Yeah, but that might not be where
they do a lot of eggy stuff. Eggs Benny. Eggnog. It's British.
Welcome. Thank you for joining us. This is Bad Sports. I'm your host, Eric Grundy. With me is Mark Trevor.
What up?
Mark and Trevor Bradford. Welcome, gentlemen. How are we feeling? Rocking the Islanders jersey, by the way.
It's Chris Osgood Islanders jersey.
I forgot he played for them.
Oh, so did I.
He dragged that team to the playoffs when they were really shitty.
Were you always like a big Osgood fan?
It's my favorite player of all time.
Oh, that's a weird one to pick.
I guess that was a pretty obvious question. Obviously, you were wearing his jersey, but I didn't know that. That's awesome. Goalies are really cool. I always found them fascinating. And if I was gonna be a big fan of one, I'd probably be like, or a player, it'd probably be a goalie, man. Like,
you're not a fan of a hockey player?
No, but I just kind of feel like the goalies are kind of the unsung heroes in a way. Like, everyone always thinks of like the Connor McDavids and the Sidney Crosbys of teams. But no one thinks of, like, the Martin Brodeurs or the Osgoods.
Or the Patrick Roys.
Yeah.
Why'd you say Who's that?
Who do you play for?
The Sabres? I've also never called him Martin Brodeur. I've always called him Martin. Just because how I've always heard it.
Martin.
Like Martin St. Louis.
Martin St.
Louis. But if you were a lay person, it looks like Martin St. Louis, which sounds like a porn star.
Martin St. Louis does, yeah.
But Martin St. Louis sounds like a, I don't know, like a, I guess like a hockey player. That's what he was.
It has a little bit more flair to it.
A French diplomat.
Yeah. A nobleman.
Indeed. He owns some land.
Yeah. Mark, tell us what you just told us a second ago about Ryan Day.
Oh, how he's trying to downplay the rivalry between Michigan and Ohio State. Just
did he say something in press conference?
What I saw about saying he was asked a question if he's like fired up to be in the college football playoff. I think even after losing to Michigan and then and I'm paraphrasing somewhere along the lines of, yeah, well, why wouldn't I be fired up to be in the college football playoff? You know, we're here. We lost. Some teams aren't here.
Did he say?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know. It just seems like downplaying it is kind of a coward's way out of it. Admitting that how much it hurt to lose and how much of a damper it really puts on their season.
I think this is kind of like a, almost like a defense mechanism. He kind of has to like do that in order to save his job.
I think it makes him look weak, and I think Ohio State fans would
to
agree.
Us it does. Yeah, people probably smell it for sure. But I think he's like trying to talk Michigan down and talk the rivalry down to just make himself look good for his career's sake. Just like, yeah, well, we're in the playoffs. I brought my team here still, so fuck Michigan, which he still has that on them. They still are. They could still win a national championship, which would be hilarious. Because even if they did, it's still kind of like Michigan still has that.
It wasn't perfect.
Yeah,
it won't be the second best season. It won't be tied for the best season in Big Ten history.
Which, honestly, I wouldn't want to play Ohio State right now because losing to their rival, they might be coming out there.
I'd play him again.
I'm sure you would.
I'd play him again today.
They might actually, because they're playing Tennessee, and I don't know. They might go out there.
Just wait till next year.
Yeah, they're in Tennessee, so.
It looks like they're in.
They're in Ohio, but
are they in Columbus?
Yeah. Yeah. They're talking about throwing the fucking goalposts in the river. Tennessee fans.
Do it. As per tradition. Yeah.
I think it'd be awesome.
And then plant a flag or where the goalposts
used to be. There's no way they get away with pulling off the goalposts. How do you even get those out? Are they not screwed in really hard?
I can't say. I've never tried.
A lot of drunk frat guys pulling it out. I'm sure you can get it.
So, speaking of that, this is a bit old news. Came out about a week ago. But there is a lawmaker in Ohio who is trying to pass a bill that would make that a felony.
That's stupid. It's a game. That? It's a game.
It is. And the way he's trying to... Yeah. He's trying to make it look like he's more concerned about the safety of the security guards and the students. But... He is Ohio State Representative Josh Williams. He introduced a bill that would classify flag planting at Ohio Stadium around Buckeyes football games as a felony, which, right off the bat, holy cow, that's absurd. A felony?
What kind of felony? There's a lot of felonies, trust me.
He said it would be called the OHIO Sportsmanship Act, authored by Williams, comes in response to Michigan's attempt to plant its flag. And which set off a brawl between the teams. Police employed pepper spray to separate players and other team personnel.
They say employed pepper spray?
Yeah, that's how they
that's
wrote
fun.
It.
That's fun. Go do your job, pepper spray. I employ you to burn this guy's eyes.
Whoever violates this section is guilty of a felony of the fifth degree, which I feel like they're trying to... I don't know if that's trying to make it sound better.
I'd be so pissed if I got missed by the police.
A felony is a... Man, it's still a terrible look. I mean... That's life-changing to a lot of people. A felony?
Yeah. Not if you're trying to get a job at the University of Michigan, it's not.
Or running for president.
What's the felony for? Planting the flag at the middle of Ohio State's field.
That damn horseshoe.
That's probably the only felon they'd accept at Michigan.
Maybe a couple others.
Maybe. Yeah, this is just... well, the fact that they lost, too, it looks very petty. Like, I mean, I guess there's no other way it would really come up, but I mean, they really.
This is supposed to be their year.
This is such a smack, just a smack to the face of all the people that are actually struggling in Ohio, like the greater problems that their state's dealing with. But like this is what he's spending time on.
That's right.
Like, hey, we got to stop them from planting flags in the field.
Oh, man. It's empty.
And I really hope. Another representative says, yeah, we'll just stop losing to Michigan. How will you beat
them? It's tough. It's too tough.
Anyways, let's get to the college football playoffs. I want to keep track of predictions.
Okay.
All right, first up, we got number 12, Clemson, and number 5, Texas.
I think Texas easily rolls Clemson.
Yeah, I agree. I got Texas as well.
I'm going to say Clemson just to be the contrarian.
Ooh.
Remember who you picked.
No, fucking write it down.
What do you mean? You write it down.
I'll remember. Don't you worry.
I picked Clemson.
Yeah, I'm picking Texas. I think Clemson's just lucky to even be in the playoffs. It's a good year for them, though. I think they started off at a really rough note. They were irrelevant for a little bit, and then they just came back and somehow sneaked in there. Either way... Texas is the team to... They have everything to lose. Then you got Arizona State, number 4. Okay, I got to take a second. A couple weeks ago, I don't even think Arizona State was ranked, and I said they're at 20, I think, and I said they're going to make the playoffs. I predicted that.
I'll believe you.
You don't remember?
I don't remember. I don't remember what I had for breakfast.
I just don't think that it's as impressive this year as it would have been last year or the year before when you have... Only one team with no losses. A lot of teams with 2 losses. So it's a lot easier to be in the top 12 than it was last year, even 5-6 years ago. You know, you got... If Alabama didn't make it, that just shows you that the powerhouses aren't what they were. Georgia's 2 losses, right?
Well, that doesn't that mean that the competition's gotten better then?
3.
So it's more difficult to make the top 12 because teams like Alabama didn't even make the playoffs?
I mean, in a way, but like I said, overall, it's still not as impressive for them because all the other big powerhouses have losses. And unless Arizona beat the other guys, then no, I'm not impressed.
Arizona State ranked 20th. They did beat people.
Unless Arizona State beat one of those teams that I'm talking about, one of those two lost teams. Did they beat any of those two lost teams?
Hang on.
I'm not saying you didn't say it. Please. I'm just saying it's not as cool. I don't think it's as awesome as you think it is. It's cool.
I'm just talking about the fact that they were ranked like 20th and then they just jumped up in the last couple weeks.
Yeah, but when like eight of those top 12, of those top 10 teams lose, what do you think is going to happen?
They beat Utah when they were number 16th.
What? How early in the season? What week?
I don't... Because
Michigan was ranked 8th. Week...
I know, but at the time, still, like, that's projections. So, Utah, when they were ranked...
Back me up here.
And then they beat Kansas State when they were ranked at 16th. And then they beat, as I said, I predicted this, that if they beat BYU, they'll make it to the playoffs, which they did. They beat BYU, which they were ranked in the top 10 for a while. And then they fell to number 14. And then, to finish the season, Arizona State, they solidify their spot at the playoffs by beating Iowa State. Sorry,
but
when they were ranked 16th as well.
The one thing you can't get around, you can't deny, is that all the other teams in front of them are not as good as they were, and it clearly shows by their record. That's what I'm saying. So
if one team was just undefeated right now, or multiple teams were undefeated right now, you think that'd be more impressive?
If multiple teams were undefeated, they wouldn't even be in the playoff, is what I'm saying. If multiple teams were undefeated, they wouldn't be in the playoff.
Really,
if it was like a normal, yeah,
they're number four. They're not even the team. They're not even on like the. Not on the cusp or anything.
I know that they're number four.
Clemson's the team that'd be kicked out.
Cool, but they're gonna beat Texas. So, dude, I'm not saying what you didn't say is right. I'm just saying I don't think it's as impressive as you think. I don't know why you're like what. Huh, what are you talking about?
Well, they jumped from being 20th to 4th.
Yes, because all the other teams lost. Like along with them winning, all the teams in front of them lost. Cool. If the teams in front of them win like they're fucking supposed to, it doesn't happen. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
They're just like not as rotten as some of the other apples. But all the apples are a little bit rotten, but this one's not as rotten. But it still doesn't taste that great.
Whatever, dude. It's a new fucking year, and I think it's just as I think it's accomplishment to make the playoffs. Make it top 12. It's great.
I'm not saying it's not.
And I think teams are still competitive. There's no way of telling. That's time.
Okay. That's fine. But when they go in there and they get fucking dogpiled by one of these better teams, and I'm gonna be like, hate to say a toe-to-so, but a toe-to-so.
Either way, you have like I feel like your argument is a little like
too true.
No, it's
a little just too true.
What you two work this out between yourselves?
It's not too contrarian. It is the opposite of what you're saying. Contrary to what you're saying, it is.
Arizona State could win the national title, and you'd still be like, "Oh, it's not that." I mean, it's still not that impressive.
I mean, it wasn't as impressive as a season as other teams have had, because it's not.
Okay. There's nothing I could say that would make you
think beat another two or three lost team, potentially.
What if they beat Oregon?
They won't. Sorry, that's a little bit loud.
Whoa.
They won't.
My ears.
What if they did? Would you then have the respect and be like, yeah, that was tough?
Yeah, it'd be crazy. I'd be like, how many losses do they have?
Oh, my God.
How many losses does Arizona State have? I'm just asking.
I don't know. Let me double check again. They have two.
They have two. I'd be like, wow. Yeah. Oregon still had less two losses. They're national champions.
How are they even Oregon in the top
still
12?
Had less losses.
How'd they even make it with two losses? That's crazy.
No, it's fine. I know how they made it with two losses because every other fucking team had two losses. Why do you keep forgetting that? You act like you don't fucking hear me when I say that. Why do you keep forgetting?
Hey.
Watch your profanity.
Sorry, I apologize.
Okay.
That was a little
Bring
hot.
It down.
I forget we're in an apartment building, but we're next to the stairs, so that's good. This is the stairs behind me.
Anyways.
Oh, what was that?
Memory full.
Oh, shit.
What?
Discord. Oh. Shout out to Zach, who I totally just bounced out of chat with. He hopped into a group chat, and I was just like, oh, shit, while we're recording. Anyways, moving on. We're going to go and talk about, we just talked about Tennessee and Ohio State. Pretty sure we're all, oh, let's, I think Ohio State's
I say win. Tennessee.
Tennessee. Ohio State's in shambles. They're still shaking from last, from 2 weeks ago.
I'm with you. I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Okay, we'll get back. We'll move on. And then you have Oregon, which is number one seed, number one ranked, undefeated. And then you have number 11, SMU, versus Smoo. Number six, Penn That's State.
That's fun to call
SMU.
At Penn State.
I prefer SMU.
I'm gonna go with SMU.
Who are they playing?
Penn State.
Penn State.
James Franklin can't win big games.
No, they can't. And I think, no offense to the Penn State fans, I think they're frauds.
I won't boo that.
I don't know. I'm just hitting boos. I'm booing Penn State.
I'm here for SMU.
It'd be fun to watch them lose. Actually, to see the CMU Mustangs win. I don't know. I think it'd be more fun to see them win than to see Penn State lose, even though it's the same thing.
It's in Pennsylvania, right? So they're going to have a whiteout, I assume. Yeah. That's going to be tough.
It's going to be tough. They're going to have a home field advantage for sure. Since we're talking about SMU, I was just reading an article today on ESPN about how they just, back in the day when they had Eric Dickerson and they were just giants in the football world, they had a lot of billionaire alumni backing them. And
back then?
Yeah. That's before they got caught with like cheating, which is basically what they're doing, what they're allowing now. It's like you can like, pay players. They were doing that back then, and they had some allegations, and then they got kind of shunned from the world. I don't know if you recall, they just fell off. I don't think they could enter like a championship or something. Same with like Colorado too. They got penalized by the league. Anyways, they're back. Obviously, they're in the playoffs. Expect SMU. This is my prediction. They're gonna have a shit ton of alumni donating to their program, and they're gonna crawl back to relevancy, and they're gonna be in the top 10 from years to come.
What? So, sorry, what's their ranking?
They're 11th right now.
They're 11th. What were they at the beginning of the year?
Good question.
Oh, so can't find just, well, let's just compare them at the beginning of the year to Arizona State.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Sure, go on.
Are you equally as impressed or more impressed by their own? I just want to make sure, because they've done like the exact same thing, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, no, I'm still impressed. I think it's really cool to see teams like SMU, Indiana, and Arizona State in the playoffs. That's kind of what I've wanted for a while. Oh, and also Boise State at number 3. That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, they're not twos. I mean, they're strangers to the college football playoff, but they're They're not. Well, yeah, but that's just because it hasn't been around that long. But they were super successful.
When Kellen Moore was a quarterback. Maybe
6 or 7 years before.
They defeated Oklahoma. That's when they peaked. And no one ever, that's when we wondered, like, oh man, what if they played at the national championship game? Like, because that was a really good Oklahoma team they beat with like Bob Stoops and shit. That was epic.
Bob Stoops.
Stoops.
Next, you have, which this is Friday night. Very excited for this. You got Notre Dame hosting number 10, Indiana.
I got the Fighting Irish.
Oh, yeah.
I think they're going to beat them. I do believe it's going to be a close. I think it's going to be a close game, though.
I don't think it's going to be close. I think Indiana's kind of running out of some gas here at the end.
Kind of feels like
some
it, right?
Gas, yeah.
Something about Indiana just kind of feels flat. Even though they're 11-1, I'm not really. I don't know. I just. They lost. Oh, they beat Purdue. They beat the fucking breaks off Purdue. Well, Purdue 66 was the worst team 0. In the Big
Ten. They're the worst team out of a lot of leagues.
I think this might have been Purdue's worst season.
A long time, yeah.
In a very long time. That is a successful program, at least. I feel like they're a historic program in the Big Ten. They
did shit on.
This was their worst year. I'm like a low key. I kind of like support Purdue. I think they're cool. But
good lawman. Got a good law school, don't they?
Yeah. But man, this is rough to watch. Who do you think is going to between Tennessee, the winner of Tennessee versus Oregon? Do you think Oregon's going to go all the way?
I do.
I think Oregon, yeah, Oregon's going to probably be
the national champion.
Yeah.
So you got Georgia, Boise State, Oregon, and Arizona State will face the winners of the first round. The team I have as my dark horse.
Arizona State?
No, Georgia.
I'm Georgia.
I think Georgia's going to make a good run. In fact, I think it's going to be Georgia and Oregon.
Yeah, I imagine so. That's probably what it's going to be.
I'm going to go with Georgia winning it all.
Oh, all right.
Georgia winning it all. Okay.
But the person I want, the team I want to win is either, I'd be happy with Arizona State, Boise State, or Notre Dame.
Okay.
What about you?
Who I want to win?
Yeah.
I prefer a Big Ten team if mm-hmm. I want the win. It makes our league look better. So probably Oregon or Indiana.
What a story if Indiana won it all.
Be kind of wild.
Who do you want to win, Mark?
Oregon, probably. I mean, not probably. I just, of any team in the Big Ten, them for sure. We just don't have any history with them. So they've never wronged me.
Kind of like a neutral team.
They've always, I've always kind of been like, any team where I'm like, yo, those jerseys are cool. They've never wronged me.
Hey, fuck you, Mark.
Just like no, harassing you. I always have soft spots for teams that I don't generally care about. Like each, like one for like hockey, baseball, and all that. And Oregon is a popular one, and they've always had cool uniforms. I'm not a huge fan of the duck as a mascot. I don't
love the ducks.
I don't think it's very cool.
Love it.
I don't like the Mighty Ducks.
We've had this like conversation
the, I
before.
I like the Anaheim Have Ducks.
We've had that conversation before, yes.
You just don't like
but
ducks,
I like
man.
The Oregon Ducks.
I don't care for their logo. I like the old school one better. The old duck. Or the
with
the
duck?
Yeah.
I don't like any logos with the duck. I like the O.
I didn't think you would.
Especially not a cartoon
cool.
duck.
It's classic. I like the O.
Like Daffy Duck.
Were you a fan of DuckTales? Or?
No. I didn't really like DuckTales.
Do you have a fear of ducks? Of like,
I don't have a
this
fear of ducks.
This seems a bit deeply rooted.
I just don't like DuckTales. I liked Rugrats and I liked okay. fucking
regular shows. Rocket
Power.
They're fucking weird with ducks.
I like shows with talking babies who weren't actually talking.
Not talking ducks.
Donald Duck, not really a fan. Tweety Bird, though, love him.
That's canary, so
I know
makes sense.
I know that
it's not a duck.
Are you sure it's a canary? Yeah, it is a canary.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a PhD in fucking Looney Tunes
and I have a PhD in cartoons and cartoon fowl.
Oh, the last piece of last thing I had to talk about with college football is how do you feel about Bill Trevor? Tell me your thoughts about Bill Belichick coaching at North Carolina.
You know, he's a fossil. But, you know, he's dating a girl that could go to that college at that age. So, I mean, you know, God bless the man. But I don't really get it. He's not a college football coach. I just don't see it working, especially at North Carolina. I just don't see it working. Was Tom Brady going to see if he has any years of eligibility left to go play for North Carolina?
No, why would he
it's
do
not
that?
Gonna, it's not going to work because Bill Belichick's not a good coach.
Mark, I love
Tom
how you
Brady.
Took that seriously. you gave a legitimate answer. Like, no, I'm
why on it. Earth? Tom Brady is busy with other stuff.
I'm well, just I'm just saying because Bill Belichick, not that great a record without Tom Brady in his arsenal, I'm saying.
Well, but he also, he's proven to be a defensive, like a legendary Super Bowl winning defensive coordinator, though.
With Tom Brady as quarterback.
Lawrence Taylor. So every time he succeeded, he's been around like great talent. But who knows? Maybe that's because he's a good coach. I don't. It's hard to say.
It's weird. He's
the chicken and the egg scenario.
It's a weird. It's gonna be cool. I think it's gonna be interesting. But he's just so old that it's like, where are you gonna coach this college for what 3 years and then retire?
That's a good point.
What's a TikTok?
Well, coaching college, it does. With the recruiting process, any football team on both levels, they take time. I mean, minimum of 5 years if you're trying to rebuild. Or I feel like three at the most. But yeah, he's going to North Carolina. He's in the ACC, which I was thinking about this. I feel like the ACC is low-key getting better. It's kind of, no one's really acknowledging it, but I mean, I feel like Duke's been having the best seasons in the last decade than they've had in a long time. Also, you got Dabo Swinney at Clemson, which can't, you know, overlook him. He's in the playoffs right now. And then you have Bill O'Brien at Boston College, former Houston Texans GM. Houston Texans legend, by the way. Just kidding. No, I was being sarcastic. I don't
know. What do you think about old Belichick getting in the college game?
Could be interesting.
Huh? I don't know. I think he does a lot for recruiting. I would want to...
That's what I think. It'll probably come easy.
You know, just, I mean, he's not... I don't want to say he'd be as involved in recruiting as, say, like, the likes of Jim Harbaugh would be. I don't think he's... I think he's going to let the recruiters do a lot of that, but I just think, like, he's just going to draw players anyways just because of who he is, who he's coached. You know, you're going to get some fucking... You're going to get a Randy Moss pop in. You're going to get a Tom Brady pop in. You're going to get Wes Welker coming by. That's your practices.
In my opinion, that is his biggest strength. It's not necessarily his experience, which looks like his primary advantage, but it's his connections. I think that's what's going to make his team the best, is he can bring in so many good coaches, or he just has
his network to the NFL. That coaching connections, too. Is
really incentivizing for a player. Like, if you want to go to the NFL, I mean... That guy is the most successful head coach in NFL history. That is how you get connections. Even the people that he pulls in for assistant coaches, like, who knows what that's going to be.
Yeah, that's another thing.
We're seeing Deion Sanders kind of do that at Colorado. So
Matt Patricia going to go with him to North Carolina?
Absolutely.
Oh, God.
I mean, I'm not a fan of Patricia. I don't really like him, but I could see them whooping ass in college. It'd be fun. I like the Tar Heels.
I think that there's, from North Carolina fans, going to be a lot of pressure on him, though, because of the success he had in the NFL.
You see, I think it's less pressure.
Less pressure?
Yeah.
He could literally go to this college and just tarnish his whole reputation by being a terrible college football coach.
Exactly. How much they're expecting.
He's already accomplished everything you can in that industry. But then you look at
it. So let's say he goes to North Carolina and does terrible. Never makes a bowl game. Never becomes bowl eligible. And it's like, oh, and then people look at him and go, oh, you really only were good with Tom Brady. You know what I mean? He needs to have a winning season.
The winning nature, what makes it so hard to do in college, Bill? Like, if I was a fan... That's what I would ask. Belichick,
Bill?
Oh, I'm going to call him Bill. I'm going to call him Bill. Is he going to call me Mr. Bradford?
He might.
Maybe.
He might call you Sonny Boy.
But, yeah, I think there's a huge amount of pressure. They're already probably one of the better teams in the ACC.
I don't want to undermine him and think that he's not taking this seriously either. I'm sure he is.
I hope he is.
Otherwise, why would you even do it? Why would you just retire? You're not going to take it seriously. Your whole life can't just be.
He's obviously taking a step back. He's probably doing it because he doesn't like any of the job openings in the NFL. Who knows? But something about coaching down at the college level makes me think he's like kind of. Just taking a step back from coaching. And that's like coaching at college is like probably. Light work to him, you know? Like, he's been chasing Super Bowls for a long time, winning a lot.
Do you think going from NFL to college is a step down?
I would say it's kind of harder. There's so many different teams you got to prepare for.
That's true. And the recruiting's different.
Yep. I mean, he'll be fine with the recruiting.
But to someone like him,
he'll be fine with recruiting because NIL money is just...
coach of all time. Is going to be, like, equal? Do you think he's going to have the same like mentality as he would going? Yeah, he might.
I hope so. Because if I'm a North Carolina fan and he took the job and he's not going to take it seriously, why would I want him?
You have a Hall of Fame, NFL Hall of Fame coach.
Okay, that's not what I was saying, is that he's not going to take it seriously. I just don't think it's as much pressure.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't agree that it's more pressure. I think it's the same.
Okay.
Because I don't think he would... I'm not. I think he is a hyper competitor, and that he's going to take this seriously, and that's his goal, is to win a championship. I don't know, man. I think he's composed. I don't think this is nothing new to him.
Okay.
Well, coaching's nothing new, but coaching college team,
because everyone, the more you win,
or the or lack thereof pressure, as you're saying.
Yeah. Okay. Well, speaking of football, let's jump into it. Did you guys watch? Did you guys watch any games this week? I didn't. I actually didn't catch the Lions.
I watched Will Levis get benched.
Tell me about it, Trevor.
You know, he threw back-to-back interceptions, and then, you know, he went out there and threw a third one. You know, he just got to keep throwing those interceptions. And they just announced that Mason Rudolph, from here on out, will be the starting quarterback of those Tennessee Titans.
What? And they're back in the market for a QB, baby.
Yeah, here's. I mean, you can't look at the season and be like, yeah, he showed a lot of growth. He didn't show anything. He was a meme for like 5 straight weeks. And he's just, you know, he's just...
He was a what?
A meme. M-E-M-E. You know, he's crying on the sideline.
He was, doing did he cry?
He yes, was a he meme did. Factor, yes. Aww. He had many memes made after him.
And I think the experiment is over. It's time to move on. Maybe I have a feeling, since JJ is in Minnesota recovering from an injury... Sam Darnold might get a big paycheck from someone, and it probably will be the Tennessee Titans.
I've been hearing that as well, yeah. The connection between Sam Darnold and the Titans. My thoughts on that, though, is I think the Vikings would be very foolish to let Sam walk. I say sign him again. You're 12-2.
He wants big money, and after leading them to 12-2, he's going to get a big contract.
But
you drafted a franchise.
You have a proven quarterback. Sign him again. You're going to trust in JJ McCarthy, who's
fuck yeah, you
not
are.
Even healthy?
He's young, dude.
You're going to turn away a healthy quarterback who brought you to the playoffs?
You're risking a generational talent in JJ McCarthy for one good year of Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold was terrible all of his career until.
Yeah, but people are still waiting for their one good year. Hence, fucking... Your boy Levi Willis or Levi, what
Was it? Was that it?
Will Levis.
Will Sorry, Levis. Yeah. The mayonnaise man.
Mayonnaise man. Will Levis. That dude never happened. That could be the same case with JJ McCarthy.
Okay, I'll take JJ McCarthy on the Titans.
What? Oh, yeah. Oh no, I'm talking. Oh, I thought if you're speaking from the Vikings perspective,
I would.
We don't know the Vikings perspective.
Yeah,
we don't know. I would say keep Darnold.
Okay.
And then what happens when he fucking blows next year? What if he was just saying, I just had a flash
you
in the pan?
You can say
here.
He brought you to the playoffs.
Yeah, but you're going to give him $20 million and just be like, oh, it's fine.
Yeah, dude, in this market, it's very... You. Probably. Who else are you going to sign?
J.J. McCarthy.
You're going to go for fucking Shedeur Sanders?
You already have J.J. McCarthy.
And then
no, you already have J.J. McCarthy. His leg is fucking fine. He's a 22-year-old kid.
It's fine. That's why he didn't play a single game.
He tore his ACL. That's why he didn't play.
Everyone recovers from those nowadays. I can tear marks
about,
right now.
It's not
recover.
About the recovery. Whoa, it's just whoa, the duration.
Whoa.
I'm just saying.
I guarantee you he's taking reps and all that.
Look at J.K. Dobbins, man. Knee injuries linger.
Yeah, but his were...
Oh, they were the same? Good point.
No, they weren't, because he tore his MCL, ACL, and that PCL.
Exactly. He's tearing ligaments in his knee. You guys are downplaying the ACL.
Well, he did it like 3 times.
You just said ACL's anyone can come back from that.
One ACL tear. Yes, you can come back.
Sure, but that's, you're more likely to get injured again.
Okay, right? So if Sam Darnold tears his ACL, what do they do?
Then it's
then
they combine the good ACLs. And
then you go that. That's why you got McCarthy.
Okay,
with the bad ACL,
whoever's fucking healthy, really.
Trey Lance is out there,
and I'm a Lions fan. You just gotta go with the next man up.
Oh boy,
availability is the best ability.
Okay, well, just something we all agree to disagree on. I'm just going biased, going with JJ because I.
Yeah, I know. You're a homer.
I'm a homer.
Homer.
Oh, all right, week 15 highlights from the NFL. We'll just start with our beloved teams. The Lions fell to the Bills, 48-42. Not very disappointed about that. And I also was expecting them to falter at some point by the end of the season. Like, I don't Everyone was talking about how they're going to win out. I'm like, that's ridiculous, man.
You can pick that loss out at the beginning of the season. You look at the schedule and you're like,
Bills are a tough team. I'm just glad we kept up with them. Defense, obviously, in shambles.
You lost Montgomery, though.
Lost Montgomery for the year.
Unfortunately. Yeah. But you know what? I have faith in Craig Reynolds. And also, Vaki, the kid from Utah. Sione Vaki, I believe.
Craig Reynolds. Okay.
He's our third string. And then Vaki's the fourth. He's one that was a two-way player from Utah defensive, like, secondary safety. He might be all right. So, as long as our offensive line is intact, that's all that matters. We can get through this. Well, defense. We need some people on defense. It's getting rough out there. And then we got the Packers beating the Seahawks 30-13 Sunday Night Football. They're on a roll. Every team in the NFC North.
I've been waiting all day for Sunday night. I hate that song, but I listen to it every Sunday night, and I'm like, "Fuck it, Sunday." Maybe I don't hate it.
I think you secretly love it.
I think you love it. It's your favorite.
What's the Carrie Underwood one? Is that that's not the Carrie Underwood?
That is
one.
Carrie that Underwood.
Who's the Monday Night Football? Oh,
Hank Williams Jr. Isn't it?
They do the Air in the Night song.
Oh,
I forget who it is. Yeah, another country guy.
Sing it.
They sing the Air in the Night by Phil Collins, but it's just a country guy.
Oh,
but I'll sing it. Yeah, just
you can't
like
sing that. Damn. Okay, that's how I know
don't have
you
to
love
sing
that
it,
song
because you know it.
You would rather sing Carrie Underwood than Phil Collins. And you're like, I don't like that song.
But Carrie Underwood's not singing a Carrie Underwood song. She's singing a song made up for Sunday Night Football. Like, that's not a Carrie Underwood song. She's not writing songs about football. She's writing songs about her ex's truck.
That's right.
Darn tootin'.
The Eagles thrashed the Steelers 27-13. That was kind of a big statement, I feel like, in the league. That was huge for Philadelphia to kind of show them like where they're at, which is surprising because are you guys aware of the drama going around surrounding Philadelphia? It might be getting blown out of proportion, but for what I'm like gathering, just as a, I mean, I just follow the Lions, but I every now and again peek into the league. There's a lot, like, I guess there's some issues with A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts, supposedly.
What kind of issues?
Like, they're just, I guess they're either arguing on the sideline or there's tension there. I don't know. And then Sirianni is getting some, he was getting in an argument with a coach. There just seems to be a lot of tension on the sidelines with people freaking out on each other. I don't know.
There's drama.
It's a lot of drama. But they're having the best year ever. Saquon Barkley is having a career year.
Yeah.
Possibly an MVP season. But I think he's in the front running, in my opinion.
He was in the blue medical tent this past game.
What?
He was in the blue medical tent this past game. He did come back out. Oh, for an ankle injury.
Did he get carted off?
No. Oh. But he was in the blue medical tent.
I take it back. I feel like you do have to give it to Josh Allen. He's probably in the running for MVP at the moment.
Yeah.
But Saquon's out there, top three for sure.
Oh, definitely.
Then you have. I feel like the Rams being the 49ers was kind of the nail in the coffin for San Francisco. Just the big.
It was also.
End of the season.
I enjoyed seeing them just only score 6 points. Their offense. We need a team that's down that bad. I feel like I like that we play them next or the Bears next?
Play the Bears.
Bears, okay.
The Bears next.
And then San Francisco. So, I don't know. I really hope that their offensive woes continue. I don't like teams that play where it's always nice. I just wish that, like, I don't know. I feel like it's warm places are always better to play.
Yeah, it might be good for us. I guess it doesn't matter. You can still get hurt regardless, but I think we'll be all right against the 49ers.
You know, we play indoors, but
yeah,
it's just like the, wow, fresh air. You're under the sun.
I bet it's nice.
Getting that vitamin D up in you.
What What other notable games? Then you got, yep, Vikings defeated the Bears 30-12. Man, they fucked them up.
I really wanted the Vikings to lose. I hate the Vikings. I didn't think they were. It's not because I hate the Vikings. I don't hate the Vikings. It's
for our Lions. Yeah.
It's just strictly because, you know, the NFC's hard enough right now. Who did the Vikings finish off with?
I will check.
Because, I mean, it's as important who they play as who we play. Trevor, sit this one out because people with good football teams are talking right now, okay? So you just sit there and
They have the Seahawks next at Seattle. And then they have Green Bay at home. And then they play us in Detroit.
Okay, so it's a little bit tougher than our schedule, I think.
Seattle just lost.
Seattle can pull it out.
I think they're dealing with a lot of injuries as well. They're
God dealing. Damn.
Their defense.
How good did
Green Bay? Pretty sure the defensive line is still.
How good did Green Bay look? And first of all, how fucking sweet were those Green Bay uniforms?
They're dope, man.
Those were awesome. Those whites with the white helmets.
They're sick.
Woo! And I hate Green Bay.
The NFC North,
those things were tight.
Looks amazing, dude. We're winning.
We got Green Bay with the whites.
Sick uniforms. The Lions look sick. The backers.
Vikings with the whites. Yeah, the Vikings whites were sick, too.
We have an all-white combo, but, like, now they're helmets.
Yeah, but I think they kind of did it first.
Black. We got the black unis, bro.
The black is cool. You just got to start winning in them.
We beat the Seahawks in them. So we're 1-1.
Got to keep winning.
They're not cursed yet.
Right.
Speaking of the Bears, Trevor, tell me how you feel about, in my opinion, I think if I were Chicago, I would go after Mike Vrabel as my coach. How do you feel about him if you were to coach the Chicago Bears? With his being a fan of the team, his style, how do you think that would work?
It would work pretty well. He's a very coach-friendly or player-friendly coach. And Titans should have never fired him in the first place.
I agree.
That was fucking weird. And then, and just a little fun little tidbit. Titans have to win out to have Vrabel's ever worst record as a head coach.
Wow. How many wins was that, his worst record? If you can recall, like when the year he got fired, was it that bad?
Or no, they had 7 wins still.
Oh my gosh.
That's why it was just GM screwed him over. That's what I'm going to say.
Damn.
But, yeah, and the Bears, I don't know if he'll coach there because isn't he a consultant to the Browns right now? So I assumed he was next in line for the Browns job.
Interesting. Well, I don't think – I feel like the Browns head coach, Staley, right? No, Stefanski, sorry.
Yeah.
That would be the biggest, like, coaching – shocking, like, coaching fire. I don't think he's going to get fired. He shouldn't. That whole debacle with Deshaun Watson, I don't know how much he was involved in it, but that's more on the GM. I think his coaching is fine. He just needs a good team. And lately, they're not. The Browns are kind of falling short. Their quarterback play is just terrible. Nick Chubb just broke his foot. You know, their star running back. They're having really bad luck. I don't think he's going to get that job. I think Vrabel's going to get offered somewhere else. The Browns, I just don't see them moving off Stefanski.
Now, I always thought Vrabel would be a good college coach.
If he went back to Ohio State after Ryan Day gets fired.
Well, that was always the rumor. If Ryan Day ever got fired, Vrabel would take that job.
Holy shit. I wouldn't want to be a Michigan fan if that was the case.
Well, you're not a Michigan fan anyway, so.
Yeah.
But you just don't know how good it feels.
Nope.
Thought you were about to do the song.
No. I don't sing. Unless it's in the car or the shower.
In other news, this isn't the best sign, but apparently the Dolphins and the Bills became the first two NFL franchises to hire private equity firms with owners approving the transaction per Albert Breer. And from what I've...
What does that mean?
From what I've gathered and the little bit of research I did, private equity firms, their job is to maximize profit no matter what. They look at all the numbers of everything, and they basically tell them what they got to do to absolutely maximize profit at all costs. Which most people experience it. Like if you see it with a business, it's usually terrible. The quality almost always goes down.
No.
Yeah, and everything's going to become way more expensive.
So my chicken tenders at football games are going to get more expensive?
Yep. If you decide to go to a Miami or the other team's game.
Oh.
And the chairs you're Buffalo. Sitting in will probably be a lot cheaper and shittier. It's just stuff like that, things you don't think about.
Why would they? Well, I don't think they would take the chairs out and put in cheaper ones because that would cost money. I was being
very facetious.
No.
They'll just never fix the chair.
I don't think you were.
I think you meant it.
No.
I would make you eat those words.
I know when you're being serious. No, yeah. Okay.
No, it costs millions. I remember when the Red Wings built their new Little Caesars arena, they painted the seats red.
Yeah.
And it was terrible because they didn't like it. At the time, the Red Wings were really bad.
Oh, yeah, so they
was,
could see all the empty seats.
It just showed how empty the stadium was. And I believe, if I recall correctly, it cost them like $3 million just to replace them with black ones.
You can just paint them?
I thought they did paint them. That's what
I heard it was millions. Even if, whether if it was replaced or paint, it cost them like, they spent like millions of dollars on it.
Would have just been cheaper to just give those seats away for free. Like, you can just come and sit. It won't cost us $3 million. It won't cost us a thing. And we look cool. But then everybody stops buying tickets in hopes that they're like, oh, can I go for free? Bad idea. Never mind. That's why I'm not in business anymore.
Yeah, you don't want to necessarily give it for free, but at the same time.
Half price.
It doesn't look
buy
good
one,
either,
bring
though.
Five friends.
It doesn't look good if no one's coming to your games. Yeah, so that's not, I mean, I can't imagine anything good's got, like, oh, yay, private equity firms are taking over the Bills. Great. I don't know if that's going to end well, but who knows?
Ain't no us in private trust.
I think the Packers are safe. They probably won't do that. But.
Nice.
All right, yeah, that's all I got. Any other things you'd like to add with the NFL? Any final hot takes? Someone piss you off?
I think the Titans are on the cusp.
Cusp of what?
That first overall pick.
Yeah. Another quarterback coming your way.
Yeah.
Do you want Shadeur Sanders?
Hire Deion as a coach, Travis too, Hunter. While we're
might
at
as well, yeah, dude.
Who just hire
He'll get you Travis and Shadeur.
Yeah, I don't think Travis Hunter's as valuable in the NFL because there's no way he plays both sides of the ball in the NFL.
He thinks he can. I don't think
he can.
No,
they'll never let him play. And he shouldn't have won the award for best receiver because stats-wise, he wasn't the best receiver.
I believe best. That the
that's still impressive.
I still think the
Yeah, but you don't win the Biletnikoff being the third best receiver. You win it being the first best receiver.
What were you saying, Trevor?
I think the Boise State running back
Genty,
thank you, should have won the Heisman. He had an amazing year. Favorite.
Yeah,
and Boise State
and also
did Boise
State's
better.
In the college football playoffs, and Colorado's not.
He led his team to the playoffs at this point. Yeah,
yes,
and also
he did.
They're an underdog just as much as Colorado.
I guess Boise State doesn't have Deion Sanders
that,
type
that
of money.
That is true.
No. Isn't it weird? He's probably got more money than that entire college.
He was promoting a lot of. He just kept saying a lot of stuff. How
more expendable income that is.
He was just saying how outraged he would be. It was almost. It just felt like.
Question. So, when Cowboys fire McCarthy, does Deion go to Cowboys?
He might.
Coach the Cowboys.
I definitely think Jerry Jones would be cool with that.
And also,
he doesn't,
I mean,
like, I don't think he's gonna go for new coaches.
And
he
I
wants
can,
someone
and
with experience
if,
or like former players.
And if everyone remembers Deion, he refused to go play for a team he didn't want to when he was drafted.
He already said that. He kind of, well, let me take that back. He supposedly, I've seen videos of him like hinting at like he's gonna. You know,
so Shadeur can probably pick what team he wants.
What are they gonna do with Dak, dude?
Well, you gotta get rid of him. Titans will take
everybody.
I'll take the Titans. Yeah, Titans can trade
Shadeur
trade up for Dak, and they can get Shadeur.
I think it's time in Dallas.
Is Shadeur the guy though?
I don't. Well, I'm not as well versed in college football, so I can't necessarily talk too much about Shadeur and all the top prospects come out of college. So. From what I've heard, people say he's the best. Like, all the top media analysts, they all think he's the number one pick. The number one quarterback.
Yeah.
Or most pro-ready. My hot take is that I don't think he's got the personality a lot of teams are looking for, though. I think he's a bit... I think he gloats a lot.
Perfect for the Dallas Cowboys.
He's a perfect fit for them, yeah. Or Philly. They'd fucking love him.
Yeah, they got Jalen. They got Jalen there.
I'm just saying teams that like that shit-talking attitude.
Wouldn't mind Titans, you know, train for Dak and just let them have Shadur and Deion.
I could see Dak. I think if Dak leaves the Cowboys or they somehow depart, I feel like his career is going to get better. I don't know. I really do think he's a good quarterback. You could argue that, yeah, he choked in the playoffs, but it's a team sport, mm-hmm. you know,
mm-hmm.
for sure. Like there's one year where he led the league in touchdowns. Like the guy's good.
Yes, he is.
So I'd like to see him on the Titans. That'd be really cool. Him or Darnold. Fuck it. Honestly, I hope the Vikings get rid of Darnold. Now that I better back on that.
Nah, here we go.
Yeah, here we go.
As a Lions fan, I hope that I wouldn't, but like I hope they let him go and he goes to the Titans. He balls out. That'd be great.
As a Lions fan, I'm kind of afraid of JJ. I think he's that smaller
generational talent
can kill you through the air and with his legs.
You think he's gonna be better than Caleb Williams?
Yeah.
Really?
He's on a better team, first of all.
He is. He's got the best receiver in football. Caleb Williams also, he doesn't have receivers as good as Jetta, but DJ Moore and Keenan Allen are, I feel like, right behind him, though. They're some of the, I think Keenan Allen's one of the best receivers in the league right now, personally.
He's got the worst hairline in the league.
Hey, man. Hey, you don't need a hairline to win
stressful,
Super Bowls.
Stressful job. Right, no, but well, I'm sure it helps everyone.
I will remember that. I can't wait to see
JJ. Makes the pictures feel better.
We'll come back to this.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Next
when
year.
When JJ McCarthy's playing again. I'm just like, after an analysis of his first year. If he plays, you know, he's got to play one first.
If he plays.
The bowl game dilemma.
That bowl games don't matter anymore.
That's what I was gonna kind of. I kind of.
They don't.
Well, there's a huge wave of players sitting out, and it's hilarious because you got all these like corporations that are in advertisements that are spending money to represent these bowl games, and the product's dying because all the good players are sitting. So you got these fans buying tickets, and then they go there and they see their team just playing like shit, and it's also just an overall shit game because both teams suck. None of their star players are playing. If they're any good and they want to go to the draft, they're sitting out, or if they have, maybe they're transferring. So then you're going to have the fans who aren't going to value the bowl games anymore, and then they're going to stop going, and eventually those bowl games, who knows?
Yeah.
If they start losing the money, they might not matter. Yeah, it's still going.
Okay. I don't know if you stopped it.
I actually didn't. It was probably better if I didn't.
Okay.
Yeah, and I don't blame those players sitting out either. I wouldn't play in a fucking bowl game if it didn't matter. You kidding me?
I'm sure those Loveland and Johnson were thinking the same thing when they sat out the Ohio State game, and then they probably just sat out of one of the most exciting games they ever would have played in.
For sure.
And if they're hurt, they're hurt. But if they're not, I hope they regret it for the rest of their lives.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. So I wanted to talk about some huge baseball transactions. I don't know if you guys have been following closely to that.
Of course I have.
We'll just start off one while ago. Mets signing outfielder Juan Soto to 15 years, $760 million.
I mean, how long can you sign a guy for? It's nice that none of the money's deferred, but like, how deep can your pockets get?
15.
Like,
$700.
You may as well just sign Jesus Christ for a fucking $1 trillion for all of eternity.
All of eternity.
Now, stepping up to plate, what number would he be?
Double zero.
Or 99.
What team would sign him? Who do you think? Which team? You got the Yankees, Mets, or
the Angels?
They don't have the money for they can't afford Jesus.
Not for $1 trillion, but for all of eternity, and you pay him $1 a year for all of eternity? That's all you do.
He wouldn't play for the Angels. He'd go to the Yankees, the Dodgers.
$1 trillion for 1 trillion years. Lock up Jesus Christ.
Shohei Ohtani, Mookie Betts, Jesus Christ.
Jesus
and Clayton Kershaw.
Jesus is leading off because he's got speed.
Is Clayton Kershaw relevant still? I feel like I don't hear his name.
Really?
Like, they just won a World Series.
First of all, where does Jesus bat in the lineup?
Is he matter? Is he even on the team?
He's the cleanup hitter, number four, baby.
Well, Jesus is everywhere, so technically he can play all positions.
Like Bugs Bunny.
Does he DH? Where would you put Jesus if you were the coach?
Yeah, I think you're going to want him at third base.
The hot corner.
Yeah. Why are you looking at me like that?
I don't know. I feel like you'd want him in center field. I feel like the dude can fly.
He's Jesus.
He can fly, man. Walk on water. Imagine what he can do on grass, dude. He probably zooms. He's going to steal bases.
I don't think he runs at all.
He's going to steal bases. He's going to lead. He's going to give the best, like, there is no halftime in baseball, but he's going to give, like, the best pep talks.
It's true.
I've heard he's pretty good at that.
It would really just be prayer. He would just pray.
Guys, you don't have to do that. I'm right here. You don't have to do that. Just tell me personally. Say, hey, man, help us out, and I'll do it.
He wouldn't.
But what happens if the other teams have prayed to Jesus? Like, Jesus is like, sorry, I can't listen to your prayers. I don't pray.
He'd be like, Mookie.
Mookie, I
know you're. I know you're having a rough day today. I can feel it.
But you've been dipping on your swings a little bit, and I think that's why you're popping the ball up. Hey, don't crucify me, man. Don't crucify me. Don't shoot the messenger. Don't crucify me here. I'm just trying to help you out.
The crowd would JC.
How fast can you pitch a ball with a hole in your hand, though? Does it add aerodynamics? Maybe he could pitch.
Yeah, you know what? Fuck it, he'd be a pitcher for sure. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ on the mound.
He'd do the hidden ball trick pretty good,
I bet.
Oh my god. Yankees also signed Cody Bellinger. Jeez.
Well, now that Juan Soto's gone.
Yeah.
Now that Juan Soto said no, you just saved yourself $400 million.
Dr. Evil.
This is kind of what I expected to happen. I feel like the MLB is turning into just a bunch of super teams. You got the Mets, Dodgers, and Yankees.
Not really.
Buying the best players.
Since 2001, 16 different teams have won the World Series.
That's a good point. I'm worried it's going to shift away from that, is my point. I think it's slowly turning into, like, just the best.
I mean, Dodgers' payroll wasn't that much higher this year than it was last year, and they didn't win last year.
Yeah, well, they just bought the best player in the world in Shohei Ohtani, and then they won.
No, Freddie Freeman was... I think
that's true. That's a good point. Yeah, for
sure. But anyway, both superstars.
I'm sure Shohei contributed.
I see your point. Your point's not moot.
Yeah.
But.
So you also got the Yankees also signed right-hander Max Fried from Atlanta and closer Devin Williams from Milwaukee. So they just bolstered their bullpen. And the Tigers haven't really signed anybody.
No. Well.
They signed people I don't...
You're paying a lot of money to a guy who doesn't even... That nobody even wants to fucking put in the lineup.
Oh, Javi Baez.
Worst everyday player in baseball history.
Should we have re-signed Tarek Skubal? Was he asking for a lot?
I don't...
He's not going anywhere.
Okay. Well, didn't he want an extension, though?
Oh.
Yeah, and then you extend him, obviously. That's okay. Fine. He just won the fucking kind of like Cy leaving, Young in the pitching triple crown. I was like, there's no way you heard something that I didn't hear. I would have heard that news.
Anyways, moving on. One more story I want to touch on before we go into trivia. This is a bit serious. We don't always get this kind of serious, but it might even be triggering in a way, but it...
What are we talking about?
FIFA announced... Saudi Arabia is going to host the 2034 World Cup despite unimaginable human cost warnings, according to this article. That's how they phrased it. I'll tell you what we're going to talk about, Trevor. I'm going to explain why, like, just the connection between sports and the real world a little bit, and how money can just change all of that. So FIFA is indisputably the most popular sporting event in the world. The World Cup, I would say. FIFA World Cup is like the most viewed sporting event in the world. They've drawn millions of people every year to their stadiums. So Saudi Arabia is very controversial. They're also just, yeah, controversial. They had 303 executions in 2024. That's the nation's highest ever total, and currently the second highest known execution total worldwide for this year, behind second to Iran with 798. That alone, now obviously they're not, they, I believe, same-sex relations is the death penalty over there. And other things that are really controversial about this is the safety and their conflicts. I remember when F1, they had a Grand Prix. They have a really cool circuit in Saudi Arabia. It's called the Jeddah Circuit. It's awesome. It is really fast. I love driving on it and like in the sim rig. Like, I've never driven on it, but like from like a gaming perspective,
it's a video game. I have,
dude. It's fun. It's a fun track.
I was like, what?
Because I can't say I've ever driven on it. I have.
I really love playing on it.
I've driven on it. I mean, in the simulator, but
I love throwing a football at the big house on NCAA football.
Oh, 25. It's my favorite. Yeah, for sure. But when F1
have
was
you
there,
been to Paris in flight simulator? Yeah, flew to Paris in flight simulator.
So when the F1 had their Grand Prix there for the first time, there was actually like a oil refinery that was blown up by some other, I want to say, insurgents.
Probably by their neighbors.
So you could, there's pictures of like the F1 cars. You can see like the smoke in the distance, and all the F1 drivers were like, everyone was just like, excuse me, what's... And all the officials and the royals were just like, it's fine, don't worry. They're not, we know they're going to go after that, they're not going to go after this. They're going after our oil refineries and whatnot.
Oh, thank God.
So that was just like, that happened, that story broke. And that was just a glimpse of just like, oh, this, whoa, there's a whole world outside of F1. It's kind of scary. There's wars, there's conflicts, and... when you start venturing off around the globe like that, you encounter it. And especially with Saudi Arabia hosting FIFA. I mean, when they had it in Qatar, I'm pretty sure Qatar issued those warnings of, like, you can't have sex here without, or premarital sex.
Yeah.
So, like, remember, that's illegal. You'll go to jail.
Huh.
Which is funny. And then you got these millions of people coming to watch soccer and players. You have a bunch of players. I don't know. It's interesting. That, granted, that's a long time from now, but...
no PDA.
Nope. None of that.
Where's the World Cup being held next year? Is it next year?
World Cup? I don't know. I don't know if it's next year.
Huh?
I think it'd be in 2 years.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be...
No, it's 2026. Because if that's in 2034, 2030 and 2026. So, yeah, it's next year.
Oh, good point.
That's in the U.S.? I think it's in the U.S.,
why are you saying next year?
2026. Okay. Oh, shit. It's not 2025.
I was going to say,
wow,
like...
2025. That's why I said 2 years.
You're fucking me up. My fault, like, man.
Dink.
You said I fell asleep.
Next year. I'm like,
huh? Man, hell no.
Yeah, so that'll be interesting. All right. Welcome to Trevor's Trivia. Trevor.
Sir.
How much do you love Christmas?
Oh, you know. It's a joyous holiday.
Are you a big Christmas movie fan?
I'd consider myself a movie watcher.
Enthusiast.
Yeah.
All right.
We're all good over here and all this good stuff?
Yeah, we're still recording.
All right.
We're good.
Okay. So Christmas movie edition, huh?
No, I didn't really say that. Oh. Just kind of Christmas edition.
Oh, okay.
But definitely some Christmas movie references for sure. Okay. Question one. What year did Mariah Carey's Christmas hit All I Want for Christmas Is You air? Was it A, 1993, B, 1994, C, 1995, or D,
1997? I'll go
97,
so D.
97, dude. Question number two. This is a tongue twister, so okay. Bear with me. I made up this question.
Oh,
made up all of them, but
fantastic.
How many seconds of film a week? How many seconds of film did Tim Burton and his crew finish a week while filming the stop motion picture The Nightmare Before Christmas?
Got it.
Was it A, 60 seconds a week, B, 70 seconds a week, C, 80 seconds a week, or D, 90 seconds a week?
I hate that movie.
You hate?
I absolutely despise that movie. I'm not a big Tim Burton fan, so.
What do you like, stop motion?
I don't mind stop motion. I just don't like Tim Burton.
Fair enough.
Because I'm not a big.
It's a.
I think the Charlie and Chocolate Factory, that one he did, that was creepy.
Not all of his work is that great. He's got some bangers, but not all of them. He misses a few times.
I'm going to go A. Let's just go A.
Okay. Question number three. Where did eggnog originate from?
Ooh.
Is it A, Germany, B, United States, C, Finland, or D, Britain?
Go Britain.
Britain, bruv. Okay. Question number four. The Guinness World Record for the world's tallest Christmas tree from 1950 was erected outside a shopping center in what U.S. city? Was it A, Seattle, B, Boston, C, New York City, or D, Minneapolis?
I'm going to go Minneapolis for Mall of America. That's what I'm going to go.
They do a lot of crazy stuff in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Question number five. How many reindeer does Santa have? Is it A, 7, B, 9, C, 11, or D, 13?
What was B?
9.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
Question number six. Santa's cheerful, fat, white bearded appearance and his red suit was created by artist Thomas Nast for a Coca-Cola advertisement. What year was this advertisement released? Was it A, 1881, B, 1871, C, 1891, or D, 1901?
Let's go C, 1891.
Question number seven in the Polar Express. What trinket does the boy take from Santa's sleigh? Is it A, a ribbon, B, a bell, C, a bauble, or D, a watch?
Talk about another movie I hate. So creepy.
Based in Grand Rapids, or based, yeah.
Yeah. I think it's the bell. I don't know. It's been a long time since I've seen it. Speaking of, have you seen that video of If Polar Express Was the Best?
What do you mean?
And she sings Nickelback to him instead. I'll show you the video later. It's hilarious.
I have not. Question number eight. Henry Rollins, the lead singer of Black Flag, made an appearance as a supporting character in what famous Christmas movie? Was it A, Santa Claus, B, Elf, C, Jack Frost, or D, your favorite, The Polar Express?
I'm going to say Elf. I wonder if he's something Elf.
Question nine. In the movie Die Hard, what was John McClane's wife's name? Was it A, Holly, B, Jennifer, C, Nicole, or D, Sarah?
Holly's very Christmassy. Let's see, Holly. It's been so long since I've seen Die Hard, too.
Last question. Question number 10. What was the Die Hard antagonist's name? Was it Hans Kruger, Hans Truber, Hans Gruber, or Hans Landa?
It'd be Hans Gruber. See?
All right, go get it. Take a seat. You ready?
How'd you do?
You know, yeah.
Doubt it.
I didn't even say anything. Question number one. What year did Mariah Carey's Christmas hit All I Want for Christmas Is You release or air? Was it A, 1993, B, 1994, C, 1995, or D, 1997?
97's too late. You aired or released? Is there a difference? I guess there's not really a difference.
I guess released when it was first written and released and or aired on the radio. Yeah.
You said 93, 94, 95.
Yep.
97?
Mm-hmm.
I'll go with 94. It's a total guess out of the three, to be honest with you. I'm just pretty sure it's not 97.
Okay. Question number two. How many seconds of film did Tim Burton and his crew finish a week while filming the stop-motion picture The Nightmare Before Christmas?
It's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Was it A, 60 seconds a week, B, 70 seconds a week, C, 80 seconds a week, or D, 90 seconds a week?
Like, how he wasn't just like, 85 minutes a week is could have really thrown it off.
Seconds.
Seconds, sorry. Try to like attribute it to South Park. Like they took a long time too back in the 90s. And
oh yeah. With the construction paper.
With the construction paper. And I think this was a little bit more. Probably a lot more went into this. I'm not pretending to know a super bunch about behind the scenes, but let's say B, 70 seconds.
There's a
B was 70, right?
Yeah.
60, 70,
yep.
80, 90?
Yep. Okay. There's a fact I read that some of the workers had to wear protective gear from the black light because they were exposed to it for so long, filming like one of the scenes in the movie.
Oh, the Oogie Boogie scene.
Yes, the Oogie Boogie scene. Yep.
It's one of my favorite scenes. I've seen the movie like 47 times.
That's also Trevor's favorite movie.
I know the word every song.
Question number three. Where did eggnog originate from? Was it A, Germany, B, United States, C, Finland, or D, Britain?
Nog is definitely a British word, dude. I'm going Britain. No one says nog. Listen to it. Hey, nog. That's definitely fucking British. I don't know if my logic is right, but it seems like it.
Yeah, but that might not be where
they do a lot of eggy stuff. Eggs Benny. Eggnog. It's British.
Oh, yeah, well. Question number four. The Guinness World Record for the world's tallest Christmas tree from 1950.
1950?
Was erected outside a shopping center in what U.S. city? Was it A, Seattle, B, Boston, C, New York, or D, Minneapolis?
I don't think Boston got trees like that. Like super. It's got to be like outrageously tall. You should have put the feet in there. Let us know how tall it was.
I should have. My bad. I missed that part.
Yeah, you did miss that part.
That's my.
I know that New York has really big tree, the really big tree every year, but I know it's not like record setting heights. I just know it's big and beautiful. I'm pretty sure the tree we do in Detroit is a little bit bigger than the one in New York. I don't know. But this is in the 50s, and that could have been a pretty big tree. But I know trees have been big for thousands of years. Am I wrong?
I was surprised that it was from 52 or from.
Well, 90s. Then it's just like I feel like bigger, you know. So
A, Seattle, B, Boston, C, New York City, or D, Minneapolis.
I'm gonna say Seattle. I feel like Washington's got them big Douglas pine trees or fir trees, mm-hmm. or it's a big furry forest.
Question number five.
And it rains a lot.
How many reindeer does Santa have? A, seven, B9, C11, or D13?
I don't know their names, but I can go. It's nine. It's gotta be nine. Just I went by syllables.
Question number six. Santa's cheerful, fat, white bearded appearance and red suit was all created by artist Thomas Nast for a Coca-Cola campaign. In what year?
For a Coca-Cola campaign.
Coca-Cola advertisement campaign. What year was this advertisement? Was it A, 1881, B, 1871, C, 1891, or D, 1901?
For Coca-Cola?
Did I stutter?
Say the... For Coca-Cola in 18...
So A, 1881, B, 1871, C, 1891, or D, 1901?
Made the advertisement for Coca-Cola.
The Santa Coca-Cola advertisement. What year was it released?
I'm going to say 1901. Okay. And I don't think it's any of those. I don't know how Coca-Cola hasn't been around since 1860. Look
it
up
afterwards. Google it.
Has it? 1880?
Oh. That's what I know.
Sorry, you know a lot about soda.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Question number seven. Soda can. In the Polar Express, what trinket does the boy take from Santa's sleigh? Was it A, a ribbon, B, a bell, C, a bobble, or D, a watch?
The fuck's a bobble?
I don't know.
It's like a bobblehead. I don't know. I actually don't know what a bobble is either.
Sounds like you just... It's like a bobblehead. I think it was... It's
a so, bobblehead?
I was so
It's a bell, confident. Right? Because he thinks it's broken or something and it doesn't ring.
Why are you asking me, right? You're right, yeah.
Right? Am I right? All right? It's a bell. Laugh your way all the way to the loser circle, pal.
I'm sorry.
You better know this one, Mark.
Laugh your way all the way to the loser circle.
Question number eight. Henry Rollins, the lead singer of Black Flag, made an appearance as a supporting character in what famous Christmas movie? Was it A, Santa Claus?
It's Jack B, Frost. He was the hockey coach.
C, Jack Frost.
Oh, I watched Jack Frost. Oh, well, parts of Jack Frost.
Son of a bitch.
Honestly, I just saw Jack Frost like 2 weeks ago. But like 20 minutes of it. And it was my favorite the Henry movies. Rollins part. The Jack Frost, the horror movie Jack. The horror movie scary. Jack Frost is way cooler.
Well, I got that one wrong.
Yeah. Question number nine. In the movie Die Hard, what was John McClane's wife's name? Was it A, Holly, B, Jennifer, C, Nicole, or D, Sarah?
I feel like I remember him going, Holly. I'm going to say Holly.
Question number 10. Last and final question. And I'm not done with Die Hard. What was the Die Hard antagonist's name? Was it A, Hans Kruger, B, Hans Truber, C, Hans Gruber, or D, Hans Landa?
I know it's not Hans Landa. It's Hans Gruber. But why does Hans Landa sound? What the fuck is that?
That's from, I believe it's from Inglourious Bastards.
Oh, that is, yeah, Hans Landa.
All right.
Danke, Hans.
Let's go over the points.
Well, I got the Jack Frost one wrong.
Question number one. What year did Mariah Carey's Christmas hit All I Want for Christmas Is You release? That Trevor, you said D, 1997. Mark, you said B, 1994. The correct answer is B, 1994.
All I want for Christmas. Hold your finger.
There you go. So Mark's got 1 point. Question two. How many seconds of film did Tim Burton and his crew finish a week during The Nightmare Before Christmas? Trevor, you said A, 60 seconds. Mark, you said B, 70 seconds. Mark, you'd be correct. That was 70 seconds. Yeah. I was actually shocked you got that one.
I mean, it was, I wasn't, I didn't know it.
Yeah. Question number 3. Where did eggnog originate? Trevor, you said I said Britain. D, Britain. Yeah. And Mark, you also said D, Britain. And you guys
Nog.
Right. Nog is British. 3-1. Question number 4. What U.S. city had the Guinness World Record for the world's tallest Christmas tree? Mark, you said A, Seattle. Trevor, you said D, Minneapolis. It was actually A, Seattle.
Oh, I was thinking Mall of America.
Just tried to went geographical there. Just tried to know where the big trees were.
I got you. He said,
I got you with the Mall of America.
You said the shopping center. I was like, oh, Mall of America.
I know. Got you.
It wasn't the Seattle market.
Question number 5.
Get destroyed.
How many reindeer does Santa have? Mark, you cracked it wide open.
They cracked the case, dude.
With 9.
I can't name their names, but one of them was Vixen, and I feel really weird about that.
He got 9 as well.
One of them
that was kind of a softball.
One of them's named Vixen, and I've been uncomfortable with that my whole life.
What year did the Santa Claus Coca-Cola ad release? Or when was it made? But Mark, you said D, 1901. Trevor, you said C, 1891. It was actually A, 1881.
Google says it's 1931.
Doesn't matter. I'm getting killed anyway. So,
well, that's not what I looked at, so you're wrong.
I think that question doesn't matter because we both got it wrong, but...
Were you... didn't you make the one about Jason having more deaths? Or, like, Jason, who had the most deaths? Like...
No, Jason wasn't the answer.
It was. According to some of my friend listened to the podcast.
I thought it was Pinhead or whatever.
No, it's Pinhead because Pinhead's killed
like... I thought it was Jeepers
Creepers. Creepers has been alive for thousands of years and he's killed thousands of people.
So did... I was told
Jason Voorhees started in the 1960s. Your friend's wrong.
I met someone like you who said, he's wrong.
Your friend is wrong. Sorry. Sorry, pal. I'll say it to his face.
It's 5-2.
Jeepers Creepers, it's 5-2. But Jeepers is... Only because... Granted,
I can show you where I got that source.
Yeah, Jason has had more television kills, but if you listen to the story, the Jeepers guy has killed thousands of people and he's been around for thousands of years. He only comes back every 23 to kill. But if you go back in time... So granted, he's got more on camera, sure. But there's not... According to the history of the character, he has more, which that was the question. It wasn't about on-screen kills. It was which one of these.
Whatever. I got this off of like a... I was just looking up Christmas facts.
And I got this off...
How'd you type that in?
I said Coca-Cola's first Santa Claus ad.
Oh.
Coca-Cola Santa Claus... First Santa Coca-Cola ad.
Maybe I read...
That's okay. That's okay. We both got it wrong.
Coca-Cola's...
I'm getting killed anyway.
We both got it wrong. I wouldn't have said 1931.
Something originated in 1881. It might have been
Coca-Cola. It was probably the original illustration of Santa Claus that they took the ad from, which is what I saw in here upon research of that.
You saw 1881 in there?
I saw 18-something.
Okay. Oh, anyways. Either way.
See, we do investigating, man. It's all right. I've had wrong answers before. I had...
So question number 7. We're going to move on. it's already 9 o'clock. In the Polar Express, what trinket does the boy take from Santa's sleigh? Trevor, you said B, a bell. Mark, you also said B, a bell. You guys would be correct.
Ooh, the bell, yeah.
6-3.
Hot take, Polar Express. I hate it as a Christmas movie.
I said that too.
Boring.
I like it.
You like it?
I lived on the east side a little bit. I could hear the train that's based off of every night at midnight on Christmas Eve. I guess it's Christmas at that point. But at midnight, it goes by, and it's really cool hearing it. So that movie is nostalgic to me. That's kind of solely why I like it. I don't really care for it. Like, I'll watch it. I don't think it's terrible, but it's definitely not my favorite one. It's just, I approve. Like, I'll have it on in the background. Like, I like it in that regard. But it's not like, it's nowhere near, like, my top 10.
I think favorite. It's depressing. Old stuff depresses me.
What do you mean?
But that's old just me. Stuff? It's all old timey, you know. They're all dressed old. It takes place in an old time.
No, it doesn't take place in like the 90s, I think.
I don't think it does.
Polar Express, dude?
I don't. I'm just saying, don't have you quote me. I'm just saying, I don't think it was. You also said that the first Coca-Cola ad was in 1865. I don't know. It's a trivia question for another day.
Okay. Question number 9. Oh, no, sorry. Question number 8. Yeah, we already got that. Yeah. He's kind of right. Jack Frost. 7-3. Question number 9. John McClane's wife's name and Die Hard. Mark, you said A. Holly. Trevor, you also said A. Holly. You guys are both...
Holly. I heard of you. Holly.
8-4.
And question number 10. You guys both got it correct with Hans Gruber.
God, you got 9 fucking right.
No, I didn't get 9 right.
You did.
Yeah, you got 9.
Well, a lot of them were guesses. Oh.
9-5.
Okay.
Working a 9-5.
Working, for the rest of my life, probably. Because trivia doesn't pay.
It's me now.
It's me.
We said that with so much conviction.
It doesn't pay. It doesn't pay.
Have you seen the Polar Express video where it's Nickelback instead?
Do you really think the Polar Express came out, the movie came out 10 years after it took place?
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. We are signing off. Have a great rest of your week.
I love the Christmas trivia. I like it when it gets...
Try to.
You know, you can theme it up with holiday stuff.
For sure.
So are you trivia next time?
Sure, I think it is. Say bye, bro.
Oh, bye.
Bye, guys.